News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Congress on Sunday shifted 21 of its Gujarat MLAs to a resort in Abu Road in Rajasthan and alleged that the BJP was indulging in horse trading ahead of the June 19 polls for four Rajya Sabha seats. After the resignations of three MLAs, the Congress, whose strength has been reduced to 65 in the 182-member House, had earlier shifted its legislators to three resorts in Rajkot, Ambaji in Banaskantha district and Anand in Gujarat to thwart any poaching bid. However, a police complaint was on Sunday filed for alleged violation of lockdown norms against a resort in Rajkot district, where the Congress had lodged some of its MLAs. A party leader said that 21 Congress legislators are camping at a resort in Abu Road. More are about to come from North Gujarat on Monday. Abu Road is in Sirohi district of Rajasthan, which shares its border with Banaskantha. The BJP has refuted the allegations of horse trading. The Congress had in March also taken its MLAs to a resort in Jaipur after five party legislators resigned before the March 26 Rajya Sabha polls, which were subsequently postponed. Thousands of people took to the streets of European cities on Sunday to show their support for the Black Lives Matter movement, with protesters in the English port of Bristol venting their anger at the country's colonial history by toppling a statue of a 17th century slave trader. Demonstrators attached ropes to the statue of Edward Colston before pulling it down to cheers and roars of approval from the crowd. Images on social media show protesters appearing to kneel on the statue's neck, recalling the death of George Floyd in Minnesota on May 25 that has sparked worldwide protests against racism and police violence. Floyd, a black man, died after a white Minneapolis police officer pressed a knee on his neck even after he pleaded for air while lying handcuffed on the ground. The statue met with a watery end as it was eventually rolled into the city's harbor. It wasn't the only statue targeted on Sunday. In Brussels, protesters clambered onto the statue of former King Leopold II and chanted reparations, according to video posted on social media. The word shame was also graffitied on the monument, reference perhaps to the fact that Leopold is said to have reigned over the mass death of 10 million Congolese. Protesters also defaced the statue of former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill in central London, crossing out his last name and spray painting "was a racist" underneath. They also taped a Black Lives Matter sign around its midsection. In Hong Kong, about 20 people staged a rally in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement on Sunday outside the US consulate in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. "It's a global issue," said Quinlan Anderson, a 28-year-old British citizen living in Hong Kong. "We have to remind ourselves, despite all we see going on in the US and the other parts of the world, black lives do indeed matter." Hundreds of demonstrators took to the streets in downtown Rio de Janeiro to protest against racism and police killings of black people on Sunday. The protesters weren't just joining protests against Floyd's death in the US, but also denouncing the killing of black people in Rio's favelas. Several dozen demonstrators took part in a Black Lives Matter protest held in Tel Aviv's central Rabin Square. Many wore blue surgical masks but did not observe social distance guidelines. A rally in Rome's sprawling People's Square was noisy but peaceful, with the majority of protesters wearing masks. Among those present was 26-year-old Ghanaian Abdul Nasir, who is studying for a master's in business management at one of the Italian capital's public universities. "It is quite unfortunate, you know, in this current 21st century, that people of color are being treated as if they are lepers," Nasser said. In Italy's financial capital, Milan, a few thousand protesters gathered in a square outside the central train station on Sunday afternoon. Many in the crowd were migrants or children of migrants of African origin. In Spain, several thousand protesters gathered on the streets of Barcelona and at the US Embassy in Madrid. Many in Madrid carried homemade signs reading "Black Lives Matter, Human Rights for All, and Silence is Pro-Racist." Reliance Industries Limited on Sunday announced that Abu Dhabi Investment Authority will invest ₹5,683.50 crore for a 1.16% stake in Jio Platforms. Over the past 6 weeks, Jio Platforms, the digital and telecom business of Reliance Industries Limited, has raised a striking ₹97,885.65 crore from global investors for a total 21.06% stake. This will be the eighth investment in RIL in quick succession, following those by social media major Facebook, Abu Dhabi-based sovereign fund Mubadala, Vista Equity Partners, KKR & Company Incorporated, General Atlantic, and twice by American equity giant Silver Lake. This is the largest continuous funds raised by a company anywhere in the world. It is remarkable that this was done amidst a global lockdown, clearly signifying India's digital potential and Jio's business strategy, Reliance said in a statement. RIL had on Friday said Silver Lake and co-investors will invest an additional ₹4,546.80 crore in Jio platforms for a total equity stake of 2.08%. On the same day, RIL also announced that Mubadala Investment Company will invest ₹9,093.60 crore in Jio platforms for a 1.85% equity stake on a fully diluted basis. And Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is facing hefty backlash after she posted a series of tweets about transgender people. Rowling drew outrage on Saturday on Twitter when she criticized an opinion piece published by the website Devex, a media platform for the global development community, that used the phrase people who menstruate. "I'm sure there used to be a word for those people," the famous British author tweeted. "Someone help me out. Wimbin, wimpened, woomed," she continued with another thread speaking about the concept of biological sex. "If sex isn't real, there's no same-sex attraction," she tweeted. "If sex isn't real, the lived reality of women globally is erased. I know and love trans people, but erasing the concept of sex removes the ability of many to meaningfully discuss their lives. It isn't hate to speak the truth." Rowling's tweets caused a firestorm of responses from the LGBTQ community and others who were upset with her words. A Harry Potter fan group tweeted its disapproval of Rowling's post and encouraged followers to donate to a group that supports black transgender women. Rowling said she respects every trans person's rights to live any way that feels authentic and comfortable to them. She went on to say she would march if you were discriminated against on the basis of being trans. "At the same time, my life has been shaped by being female. I do not believe it is hateful to say so." GLAAD issued a response on Twitter calling Rowling's tweets inaccurate and cruel. The advocacy organization dedicated to LGBTQ equality then asked those upset by the author's comments to support organizations that help black transgender people. J.K. Rowling continues to align herself with an ideology which willfully distorts facts about gender identity and people who are trans, the organization tweeted. "In 2020, there is no excuse for targeting trans people." Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.